And Pat Pagano, I have some bad news for you.
Go ahead.
I had listeners that called in after yesterday morning show and sent me emails. And they said exactly the following. What is the matter with Pat in a new house putting up a Christmas tree without securing it?
Oh, yeah, they're right.
They're calling you on the carpet, Pat.
Oh, yeah, they're right. And I did even say when I put that tree up, I'll go get rope and secure it. And it just looks so solid in that stand. You know, here, what I did do is a small test. I put my gloves on, and this is before I put any decorations on the tree, and I went into the middle of the tree, and I rocked it back and forth, and it rocked, and the stand came up from side to side. And I said, boy, that's solid. So I figured, well, with that, and I'm not putting a lot of lights on it, with that, it should be fine. Well, it wasn't. And the lesson to be learned there is that no matter how secure it feels in the stand, you always have to secure it. So that's the lesson to be learned. By the way, did you see my trees on Facebook?
I didn't see it.
You better go into Facebook right now while I talk, because I specifically put them on for you, Marshall. The first one is the live tree upstairs. The second one is the artificial tree downstairs. So you could look at that, and I'll tell the folks that today is going to be unseasonably mild.
Wow.
Which, you talking about the forecast?
Both.
Oh, some sun, 50, partly cloudy tonight, low 30s, sunny to partly cloudy, and about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow, near 40. Thursday, even cooler than that, sunny and chilly, low 30s. So that cold air drains in by Thursday. Then on Friday, increasing clouds and as moisture arrives from the south, that could produce a late wintry mix, but not till late Friday into Friday night. Low 40s. But that will change to rain Saturday, folks. So if you have to go out and you got the holiday shopping to do, it's going to rain on Saturday. It's going to be up around 50 degrees. The question is, what happens Sunday to Monday? We are still at odds. We raised the countdown to a white Christmas to a 2 out of 5. Yesterday was a 1 out of 5. But we are still at odds because the computer models are not together. And again, we are talking not about our storm, folks. We're talking about a front that will be the demarcation line between cold air to the west and mild air to the east. And where that front really lines up, that's going to be the answer. And it's very difficult to forecast. So before Marshall comments on the trees, I'm going to call up for you on the computer the GFS. This is the American model, for this Christmas. And it's actually, you know, it's kind of interesting because it has been waffling back and forth and back and forth. And I just don't know. I guess it doesn't know what to do either. But if we look at the American model for, and I keep thinking that Christmas is Sunday, but it's Monday. Monday, we are looking at a rain snow line that extends from Boston to the Berkshires to northwest New Jersey. From that line, eastward it's rain. From that line, north and west, it's snow. And this is for Christmas morning. So what happens Christmas afternoon? The line is still basically in the same place. So where it's raining, it's raining. Where it's snowing, it's snowing. And then finally, by Christmas evening, talking 7 o'clock, Boston to Montauk is the rain snow line. Everybody west of that is getting snow. And if, again, we were to buy the GFS, hook, line, sinker, folks, what would that mean for us?
Heavy, well, wet snow.
I'm going to give you the amounts that the GFS, the American model, is forecasting. They're forecasting, okay, 36 and 40 is 76, and 30 over 8-9 inches of snow. Now, that's their interpretation.
Yeah.
The Euro is completely different. And I really don't know. it's bothering me because they're so at odds, and we're getting closer and closer and closer. But the euro is forecasting for Christmas Day. It's coming up in a second. Christmas Day. Rain changes to snow. No accumulation, but they're forecasting 1 1/3 inches of rain on Christmas Day. So that for us, with a high of 40.
So that would come into to about that 8 or 9 inches of snow.
If it were, right, if it were cold enough. But the euro is saying, no, it's not.
All right.
So I'm in the middle, you know, and I don't know which way to go. So we'll be watching that. We'll be talking about that. So how did I do on my trees?
So now the one on the left with the carpet
that's
under,
the one that fell.
That's the one that fell. Very pretty, very balanced tree. I like nothing but white on my trees, but it's a very beautiful tree, and it looks great in between the credenza or whatever that is.
And it looks
great in that corner. And the other one, obviously, is in your entryway to your house.
No, that's downstairs in the big den.
All right. That is for a fake tree. Once again, very, 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 very nice. And that's a little more light. It's a little more. It's not as much color in it. That tree.
It's golden white.
Yeah. Yeah, and that looks very
strictly
nice.
Golden white, and it's by the fireplace. Now, if I took the picture now, there are gifts all around the all over it wrapped up. So that one came out very, very, very good. I was very happy with the placement of the beads and all of that. It looked like one of those trees that could be on a Hallmark Christmas card.
Absolutely.
So I was very happy with that. And I do like the one upstairs, too. It's more 50-ish with the C7 lights and stuff like that. So all of that's done, so now we'll just move on and continue, you know, watching the weather, since I have all of that done and most of my shopping. Tomorrow I go back to the eye doctor, so he checks the eye, but it's getting better and better and better. I cover my right eye to see if I could see out of my left, and it's not nearly as blurry as it was a week ago, so that's working out well. But I'm not letting you off the hook. I got it. Christmas trivia question for Marshall. Did we ask you one yesterday?
Yes, and I got it wrong, even
you
though I had
it,
the song.
You got it wrong?
Yep.
Hopefully, you'll get this one right. I'll give you a choice. Would you like a question on It's a Wonderful Life? Would you like a question on a poem, a Christmas poem? Or would you like a question on a Christmas song?
It's a Wonderful Life.
What does It's a Wonderful Life and Sesame Street have in common?
Sesame Street?
Yep.
The TV show?
Yes.
What do they have in common?
Mm-hmm. And Marshall's thinking right now, should have picked a different category.
No.
This is a toughie. Very tough, Marshall.
All I can think of. And It's a Wonderful Life. I'm thinking through the characters. There's an Ernie, and I'm not sure if there's an Art or not. But I would say it's the characters. There's a couple of characters that are named the same in both.
I'm going to give you a point on that. They are the characters, two friends, Bert and Ernie.
There you go. Well, I was.
That's you did only, very well. So now it's 1-1.
Well, it's, you know, I was trying to think. It had to be something with characters because it couldn't be anything else.
You did very well.
And so, thank goodness.
Yeah, you did very well. So, so that's it. And tomorrow brings Shirley for her little bath and haircut.
I got my annual bath and haircut the other day. No, I did. I always do it for the holidays.
That's it for the holiday. So I'll bring her tomorrow and get that done. And that's it. I guess, I got a little more baking to do Friday, you know, in preparation for Christmas Eve. So I'll do that and sit back and just try to enjoy the holidays without all the stress.
All right. Now, I got a friend, Eddie. He owns Mises in the Sharon Country, and he's opening up a car wash. He's opening up a car wash. He's fixing up a car wash.
Okay.
Guy does everything top first class, Pat. First class. Unbelievable. Is the rest of the winter going to be, if he gets it open and quickly, is the rest of the winter going to be good for car washing?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Now, around the Christmas time, somebody traveling out to Cleveland, they're going to have a rough time?
Yeah, that's the weather is coming from.
Yeah.
The weather is coming from there. But you know what? When are they traveling, do you know?
It's Christmas week.
Christmas week. That's a whole week.
Well, I mean, you know, right before Christmas and after Christmas, stuff like that.
Cleveland has the following weather. Today, they're dry, 52. Tomorrow, they're dry and 37. They're cloudy on Thursday and 42. Friday, they have rain and 55. Saturday, going into the Christmas weekend, the rain mixes with changes to snow with a high of 40. On Sunday, Christmas Eve day, they have a chance of snow with a high of 33. And they have snow on Monday, Christmas Day, with a high of 25, all light, an inch or so. And then on Tuesday, they don't get out of the teens with some snow showers.
There you go. All right. I guess I'm all caught up then, Pat.
You are caught up. Are you going to city today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you won't have any weather problems at all.
All right. And get another question ready for tomorrow. I'm ready for it now.
Okay. Good for you. Congratulations.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.